Psalm 143, Preface. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we have the forgiveness of sin, and with it, all grace and blessing, life and salvation. Having the forgiveness of sin, nothing can harm us, though we are counted the off-scouring of the world, and are pursued by misfortune all the days of our life. But without the forgiveness of sin, nothing can ensure permanent happiness to us, though we would gain the whole world, and would have at our command whatever we could desire for ease and luxury. The wages of sin is death, but where there is forgiveness of sin, there is also life and salvation. Day by day should we therefore implore the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the sake of his crimson blood, to forgive us our sins and to avert the deserved punishment from us, and directing our prayer to the grace of the Father, in the name of the Son, we should rest our petition on these two pillars, his faithfulness and righteousness, not doubting that as a righteous God, he will faithfully perform what he has promised by his Son. Now, he has promised to forgive our sins, to cast them into the depths of the sea, and to account unto us the righteousness of Christ. Wherefore he is called the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Romans 3, verse 26. A fervent prayer for the remission of sin is contained in the 143rd Psalm, David's prayer for the forgiveness of sin and the righteousness of faith. A Psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he hath smitten my life down to the ground, he hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me, my heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsts after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Summary. David composed this psalm when he was in great anxiety about his sin. Therefore he expressed such strong desire for forgiveness. Into this conflict of conscience, those are cast who think to be justified by keeping the law. The teachers of a legal righteousness cause the penitent souls to dwell in darkness without light and hope, because no man can perform what Moses demands, and hence no man can be confident in his own conscience of being righteous before God by his own works. Therefore, David appeals to the loving kindness, the mercy of God, praying the Lord not to enter into judgment with him, but to deal with him according to his mercy. Hence, he comforted himself with the example of the fathers, whom God delivered for his name's sake, and not because of their merit, as Peter declared that the fathers were not able to bear the yoke of the law, neither are we, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved even as they. Acts 15:11. the fathers were also sinners. Yea, Abraham, the father of the faithful, was called out of idolatry. They were saved by grace. Do thou, O my soul, let the grace of Christ be sufficient for thee. Prayer. By thy grace, O God, grant us the forgiveness of all our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit do thou enlighten our eyes to see both our own sinfulness and the holiness of thy law, that our trust may not stand in the righteousness of works, but in thy grace which thou hast promised in thy Son Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to sanctify and cleanse us. Amen.